In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, I don't know if any of you subscribe to the Baltimore Sun newspaper, or if any of you even look at it online. The Baltimore Sun is certainly not what it was in the first half of the last century, back in the days of H.L. Mencken. However, the Sun still has Dan Rodericks, who writes a column about local happenings two or three times every week. And although I've only been a Baltimorean for 20 plus years, I'm often drawn to Dan Rodericks' column in the Sun, because it's often about something positive in this city. And we all know that finding something positive in our city right now is difficult. His column in this morning's paper was captioned this way. It said, "In Baltimore, talkers talk, but it's the doers who give this city hope." And in Broderick's column, he writes about a neighborhood in East Baltimore where 13 new homes are being built by a nonprofit group headed by a local husband and wife named Pamela and Christian Wilson. The groundbreaking for these new homes in East Baltimore was held just last Wednesday. In the presence of a significant group collection of people with faith in Baltimore who were assembled to launch this new project, which is called Hope Village. The new houses are the result of an effort by Pamela and Christian Wilson, who want to do good for their fellow Baltimoreans. They want to do something to make a difference. Well, if you just heard that gospel story that the deacon read about the Good Samaritan, who saw a need, and instead of just talking about it, did something to make it better. The Good Samaritan saw a need and did something about it. In this morning's column in the Sun, Dan Rodericks wrote this: "A lot of people talk and talk and talk, and they talk about Baltimore's problems. Not in any constructive way, but in a way that affirms often their prejudices, especially about people whom they regard as inferior to them and undeserving, believing that Baltimore is hopeless and unworthy of any further investment." But this morning, Dan Rodericks gave those of us who love Baltimore hope for a better day. On Tuesday of last week, the lead story on all of cable news and in newspapers all across the country began with this story. His dad did everything he could, it said, to protect his son, his only child. And then he continued, the writer continued to quote, "His dad did everything. By that father's final act of earthly heroism, 2-year-old little Aiden McCarthy survived the massacre at the 4th of July parade in Highland Park, Illinois, where both of his parents were killed by bullets that were coming from the roof of a building along the parade route. The United States Senator from Illinois, Tammy Duckworth, told CNN's John Berman last Wednesday this. She said 2-year-old Aiden was pulled out from underneath his father by 2 good Samaritans. Good Samaritans. A father named Tom Brooks was one of those Samaritans, and his 14-year-old son Morgan was the other. Soon after the shots began to ring out, Tom Brooks said to his son, "Come, we need to get out of here, and we need to do it fast." And that's when 14-year-old Morgan pointed at a little boy that was underneath his bleeding father there on the sidewalk and said, "Dad, there's a little boy underneath that man. He needs our help, and he needs it now." And that father, Tom Brooks, in a moment of fright, shouted at his 14-year-old son and said, "No, Morgan, we have to get out of here now." And that's when Morgan said, "Dad, we can't just go and leave him there. That little boy needs help." Later on that horrible day, that awful day in Highland Park, Morgan Brooks, the 14-year-old, told CNN, "My dad and I both ran to that little boy and pulled him out from underneath that bleeding man, whom we learned later happened to be the boy's father." Well, what do you think 2-year-old Aiden McCarthy will remember about that day? He may remember nothing. He's 2 years old. But the world will tell him how his father shielded him from death, and about how 2 good Samaritans, a father and his son, stopped running from danger and went back into the line of fire and pulled Aiden out from underneath that man who was his father and carried him away from the slaughter of those innocent people along the parade route. If the story of that father diving on top of his 2-year-old to save his life touches you, and if the story of 14-year-old Morgan Brooks and his father rescuing little Aiden from underneath his father touches you, and if you're moved at all by that story today in the newspaper, by Dan Roderick's about Pamela and Christian Wilson providing for the building of houses for 13 families in Baltimore, if that touches you at all, then you already know the contemporary meaning of the story of the Good Samaritan from the ancient pages of the New Testament. The culture we're living in these days seems to want to pass right over stories about good people who make life better for other people. Where are people to find a good footing these days to stand on, to base their decisions on, if not in the richness of the stories about the life and teachings of Jesus, our Savior? in this evening, in this evening's gospel about the Good Samaritan, Jesus asked the lawyer, "So who do you think proved to be kind to the man who got robbed by a bunch of nasty people along the road?" And the lawyer says, "Well, of course it wasn't the one who just talked and talked and talked, the priest, but rather the one who did something to help." That's when Jesus says, "Okay, you got it. Now you go and do likewise." As Dan Roderick says in the conclusion of his column today, he says, "The talkers, we'll always have them with us. It's the doers who matter most, who make a big difference in life, and who give us hope, like Jesus gives us, that the days will get better." Amen.